You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. I hope you didn't get too attached to the Alliance of American Football, the latest professional football league that debuted to great fanfare and has played 8 games since February, because now it's apparently over. AAF leadership told the league's 8 teams in a conference call yesterday that it is suspending operations just 3 weeks before its regular season was supposed to end. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports on why alternatives to the NFL always end up punting.
It wasn't the TV ratings that did the league in. Nielsen said both games its first week averaged almost 3 million viewers. Not NFL numbers, but still pretty good. It was something else.
The league did not have the funding necessary to sustain it.
Daniel Kaplan writes about football for the Sports Business Journal. He says after the first week of games, the owner of the Carolina Hurricanes in the National Hockey League bought the AAF by agreeing to cover all of its operating expenses. He wanted the league to establish a formal relationship with the NFL, a pipeline of players from the big leagues' practice squads. But the NFL wasn't having it. Stefan Szymański teaches sports management at the University of Michigan.
The NFL doesn't just stand idly by and say, oh, well, if there's competition, all well and good. They're actually actively planning to defeat the competition, and they have a lot of weapons at their command.
The NFL didn't respond to a request for comment before deadline. Szymański says the most important weapon at the NFL's disposal is its talent feeder system. Maury Brown runs BizBall, a sports analytics company.
The best college players that are tracked by fans during their college days are going to transition to the NFL.
But that's not stopping other startup leagues from trying to compete. Vince McMahon sold $272 million in WWE stock to relaunch the XFL, the same league he tried to sell fans in 2001. It lasted one season. The XFL will relaunch next year, the weekend after the Super Bowl. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.